supposed to order me to come down.
Okay.
And the problem is that his permit expired.
It's about to.
About to.
He's just trying to hit
it out. It has.
We just need to act on it.
Do we hear a motion to extend?
I make a motion to extend.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we extend the permit for one more year.
Mm-hmm. Second?
It's already been seconded. Okay. We'll call the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Do we already have anything check and everything?
Let us know.
We'll get to you in the mail. You'll have a customer appreciation.
Okay. And under old and new business, we have two guests here this evening. Mr. Jim Lawson, who is the Planning and Zoning Director for the City of Branson, and you have with you Mr. Clark Harris, who is the Chairman of Planning and Zoning for the City of Branson.
Yes.
So welcome, Mr. Lawson.
Well, thank you very, very much. I've enjoyed your meeting. As a matter of fact, it's a whole lot more fun when you're up there and not doing what y'all have done a real good job. And I just want to come here to let you meet me. I am new. I've been here about 3 months. When I first started, we were counting by the days that I was here, but we're up to months now. But one of the things, and Andy and I have met, and we have talked, and as you recall, in your regulations, if there is a proposed development within a mile and a half of a city, then they are supposed to come and meet with us if it's Branson. That's probably happened some, and it probably has not happened some. I know there was a large case that came before you a couple months ago, and that was not the case, and we were really not aware of it. So what I would like to do, and I would like to make a request, is that when you have a proposal like that, that Eddie notifies us. And I would like to give you a response in writing, whether we like it or don't, or, you know, whatever. But that's one of the things I'd like to do. And the other thing, we're getting ready to do a comp plan. We're going to update our comprehensive plan. And our planning doesn't stop at corporate lines. And what's good for Teddy County is good for Branson and vice versa. And so as we get into our plan, especially from a streets standpoint and other things, we would like your input. We would like to work with you on that. And then the last thing is we are going to be in the process of redoing our zoning code. And I heard the rumor that y'all may be looking at your code when it's true enough, but y'all may be. And I've been doing this about 35 years now. I was in Arkansas and in Alabama, so I've been doing, I don't know how many codes I've written. But if there's any way that I could help you, I'd be glad to volunteer to do that. And I would also like our codes to blend in a little bit more. And one of the things we have experienced, especially from, this is not necessarily the Planning Commission's issue, but from a building code standpoint, in a lot of states you have state electrical codes, plumbing codes, building codes, and those kind of things, and here we don't. So a lot of what we're getting for Branson is outside the city limits, there's no regulations, and inside there's a lot of regulations. And so from a zoning standpoint, I would like to kind of blend that in to where if property is annexed, how it's zoned in the county may kind of blend in with how it's zoned in Branson. And so those are the kind of things that I would like to do. So to sum up, I am from the government. I'm here to help you.
What a concept. Would
you like to say anything or not to?
We are, the next year or two, we are going to be doing a lot of things. Branson was a small town, and Orange Beach, Alabama, where I was before, came here, was much like the same way. A small town that all of a sudden became a large town. And Branson is along the same way. And a lot of things that we have done in the past may have worked in the past, they're not particularly working now. And so we, you know, we are very proud of Branson. We're very proud of Taney County. And we just want to set up a comp plan and zoning codes that will take us in the next 15 or 20 years.
I'd just like to echo what Jim said. We're really happy to be here this evening and appreciate, especially being in your new digs right here. It's always great to come into a new place, and the technology you use is so educational. Some of you may remember I spent my whole career at Branson High School as a science teacher and have been in Taney County for over 30 years. And I've been on a planning and zoning commission for over 15 years and just happened to somehow make the chairman's position. I'm not sure how that happened.
You weren't there that day.
It was either that or my pizza. So I don't know what. But we are interested in working with you guys. We would like to invite you to some of our meetings. Some of you have already been there before for other issues. But we meet the first Tuesday of every month. We have pre-meetings at 7 and then our regular meetings at 7:30 at City Hall there. And I've learned, I took notes from what was going on today and hope I can incorporate some things into the way our meetings work. And hopefully you can come and spend some time with us and see how things work there. Because it is a region. It's not a city and a county. It's a region. And working together is so important. It really is. We see that all the time. So thanks again. I appreciate it. If there's anything I can ever do for you, and Jim is right there, just a phone call away. We'd
be happy to. Be glad to help.
We certainly appreciate your coming in and introducing yourselves and look for further cooperation. But one of those areas, are you planning any annexation moves for the city of Branson in the not too far distant future?
No, not that I'm aware of. One of the things that I want to do is to clean up the corporate limits almost inside of Branson. We have a tremendous number of islands, is what I call. And when I worked for this city of Little Rock, and I was there like 30 years, we got a state law through that after notification and after you went through a process, you were able to annex those. But we have strips that are 2.5 miles long that the police officer is in the county going from one call to another call, and then sometimes there's an event in the county and we really don't have a jurisdiction there. And so it's very awkward, and you have one lot that's inside the city and one lot that's out. So those are the first things I like to do, is get that cleaned up so we have a uniform line. But in terms of any major annexations, I'm not aware of any at this point. But there, you know, what I think one of the things that we really like to look at is a gross management policies. And we really don't have anything like that. And elsewhere I've worked, we put those in place. For example, I would like for land that we extend sewer to annex before it's developed, instead of being developed and built on and then annexed. And so there's some things like that, because once it's built and brought in, if it doesn't meet my building codes, I can't do anything about it then. But the streets, transportation is very, very important. And one of my speeches, Destin was a place, and you may have gone there too. Destin, Florida was a big deal, especially for people in Arkansas. That's where everyone went for vacation. Everybody loved it. I remember going as a kid. Then it got where the transportation was so bad, no one wanted to go there anymore. And I think that's something that we need to think about. Branson, Missouri is very, very usable now. People really want to come here, but there is no guarantee that is permanent if we don't do proper work here. If we don't plan, we get our streets in and do the kind of things that we want to do. But we have something we all be very, very, very proud of here, and the work that Legacy has done, and others in terms of visioning, we are going to be able to build on that. But we have to work with y'all. That's just something that needs to be done, and we are looking forward to working on it.
Maybe, Jim, you can answer a burning question of mine, and that is, When you complete the Fall Creek Road extension, as it intersects with Epps Road, how far down will that first step be for traffic as it comes down? You understand, it looks like a significant drop-off right now.
As far as the elevation goes, I don't know what David Miller is working on
that.
For a street of that type, it cannot exceed...
It looks like an impossible project to get a road.
We are moving a lot of rock, a tremendous amount of rock, but it's probably going to be 8 to 12% grade.
I was just going to ask about the grade.
Something along that line, but there was, as a matter of fact, there was more rock there than we thought, and we were trying to do a cushion cut instead of blasting and trying to, and so that ended up with a lot more rock. So we were moving.
Massive project.
Yes, it is. Okay. But that's going to help almost that stuff.
I'm encouraged and thankful that you showed up tonight and introduced yourself. I would like to let you know that I've met with Larry Dangilder several times in regards to some of the issues that you're talking about and trying to set up another meeting that David's out of town. And after he gets back, and you might be interested in asking David to send over if he could attend that particular meeting to discuss this type of issue that we're talking about. And in regards to planning and zoning changes, I would encourage you also to talk to our commissioners as we move forward with the studies and things that we're doing to see what direction we want to go in. I think your involvement from a neighboring city perspective, and also based on your experience, might be valuable for us to get together as a team and accomplish some of the goals that you're talking about. So I would encourage that.
Well, I appreciate that. And anytime you do zoning codes for a municipality and a county, they're always going to be a little bit different because it's a different density in a lot of ways, but they can blend in well. Instead of being night and day, it can be afternoon and late day.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's move on because there are two more issues. Looper Construction, I think, has some concerns.
If you will remember back, maybe 2 years ago, we had gentleman before us who had begun to run a heavy equipment shop out of his house and his shop building. Day Road, Keithley area, off 176 up there, you go back to the back, and his name was Looper on that. Mm-hmm. His neighbor was complaining that he had that. We just came in and got it changed. He did get a full-blown Division 3 land use change on that particular piece of property because I thought it was a special use, but it was not. Mr. Looper has sold that property to somebody else who now wants to run their trucks out of there.